Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I had, speaking at a marriage retreat, after my final session, this lovely young couple was sitting right near the front, and she was laughing at all my jokes. A very brilliant woman, I thought. but her husband was next to her. He would not laugh at a thing I said. He looked so sour. He looked like he could suck buttons off a sofa. And afterwards, his wife came up to me. She shook my hand. She said, "Phil, I just want to thank you. I have not seen my husband laugh this hard in years." So I don't know what his story was, but you know, it can be a tough time. People are going through tough stuff around us, and we humorists need to remember that.
That is so good. And you also said, you know, the trip seems never ending when we travel with self-appointed guardians of misery. And there are those who are self-appointed guardians of misery, where they just are so miserable that they want to nitpick you to death. You can see how those things can get under your skin and in your soul and wreck your day too. And so how do you navigate the waters and keep that winsome joy without the appointed guardians of misery getting the best of you?
I think we all experience that, and with Thanksgiving coming up, we're kind of wondering, you know, we've got relatives coming, and I think the wonderful thing to have in your bag of tricks is a close-knit family, all of whom live 500 miles away. No, that's bad. But, you know, we may be wondering, how in the world can we get along? I had a phone call from a guy. I've never forgotten this. Picked up the phone. He said, "Calloway, I don't much like your sense of humor." He said, "What does laughing have to do with being a Christian? We're in the last days. This is hardly a time for laughter." Mm. And I said, "Is that you, Dad?" And he didn't find that funny. But, you know, I got thinking later, and I wish I would have said as much to him. I said a little of this, but how could I not laugh? Someone asked me, what is the greatest joke ever? And I've heard some good ones. I don't really know what it is, but I do know this. The greatest punchline in all of history is that a guy like Phil Calloway has been forgiven by a holy God. Mm. Wow. Mm. And there are some times when I just have to laugh. You know, the most important issues of all were dealt with by our Savior Jesus Christ on an old rugged cross. And we're free to rejoice.
Yeah.
We're told often in Scripture to do that. In fact, one old theologian said, the great note all through the Bible is joy. This is a story, the Bible is, of a family breaking apart and walking away from their father, and in the end, coming back.
Wow.
It's a story of joy, and I think our lives need to show that. So, you know, I think all of us need to come to that point of not looking for joy in the people and the things around us, but really in our Savior, and He's the one who offers us true joy.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.